when you begin chanting the holy name from one round, two round, four rounds, suddenly some youths get very discouraged that my chanting is not producing me the kind of happiness that I was looking for, and it is like climbing a mountain or a great struggle, and they lose taste and they reduce the rounds or they give up the rounds. One should know that when one chants the holy name, you are doing it by the good instruction and guidance coming from the Guru Parampara. So you are rightly situated. So doing the right thing is very important, not something that gives us kick. Smoking, drinking may give us kick, but ultimately will be kicked. Therefore, first be happy that you are doing the right thing. Secondly, we should have the right conception and right consciousness for us to be able to chant the holy name very effectively. Right conception means Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, they are the pivot of the whole universe, and all the jivas are revolving around them, including myself also. Like you will see Sudama, in one of his prayers he says, Kvaham daridra papiyan, kva Krishna shrini ketanaham, brahma banduriti smaham, bahubhyam parirambitaha. He has the right type of conception. He says, who am I? A lowly brahmana, a poor brahmana, and not even a brahmana, brahma bandhu, he says. And who is Krishna? He is Shriniketan, husband of goddess of fortune, Rukmini. He is so great, I am so small. Nevertheless, he embraced me with his two arms. How benevolent, how magnanimous he is. So this was the attitude of Sudama. So his heart became overwhelmed with devotion, devotional feelings and the feelings of servitorship. So this type of right conception is necessary. Opposite to this conception is Hiranyakashipu's conception, where he thought, I am the pivot of the universe. Everyone and everything is revolving around me, and everyone should be at my beck and call. So that type of conception creates a wrong type of paradigm. And because in conditioned stage, we all, to some degree or other, we think ourselves to be the center, and we want to be all beautiful, all rich, all knowledgeable, all strong and all heroic. And everything should align with us. So because of such a kind of conception, wrong conception, the chanting is not very tasty. When we chant the holy name, whom are we taking shelter of? We are taking shelter of our own mind. And our mind is clouded with, I want this, I want that, I will do this, I will do that, I will do, all these ideas are there. So we are not able to penetrate through that cloud and see the beauty of Krishna and his lotus feet. So because of our wrong conception, the taste is not coming. And secondly, the right type of consciousness is required. Wrong consciousness is bhogavritti. Right consciousness is sevavritti. You see, Dvivida Gorilla, he had a bhogavritti. In the Raivata Parvat, one day when he saw Krishna and Balaram going with the gopis, singing some songs, so from a distance he saw the beautiful gopis, and immediately he became allured. He started jumping from one tree to another, going nearer and nearer and making killa, 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 like that sounds. So the gopis laughed, and then he thought they are appreciating me and he wanted to enjoy them. He was pulling their clothes. Eventually, you all know what happened to him. So this type of bhogavritti, to enjoy the Lord's energies, is actually a wrong type of consciousness. The right consciousness was displayed by Hanuman. He was also Vanara, but he worshipped Sri Sita and Ram. And you can always find Hanuman at the lotus feet of Sitaram. At one time, even Dvivida was in that position. But he gave up the service mentality and got enjoying mentality. So this is another reason why we cannot get the taste in chanting. If you have the seva bhav, then immediately heart becomes flooded with seva vritti, very right attitude, and one feels great pleasure. Like a child feels great joy when the child meets the mother or father. in the same manner. So we have to rectify these two diseases, the conception and consciousness. The divine couple is the center of the whole universe. Everything is revolving around them, not around me. And I should not try to exploit and enjoy the Lord's resources. Rather, I should try to render service to the Lord by using all the resources in this universe in their service. When these two things are strengthened in our mind by hearing the classes, reading the books, hearing the lectures, and gradually chanting the holy name and cleansing the mind, when the cloud clears, more this wrong type of cloud is cleared, then the sun of the holy name will shine in our hearts. And then one will develop the true taste. Till then, one should be very patient, stay in right association, continue doing devotional activities, have faith in the words of acharyas, and continue chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Harinam Prabhu ki.